Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christa Spahn Health System, the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in South Texas. With 6 hospital campuses, Christa Spahn Health System provides over $55 million in charity care and $10 million in unbilled community services every year to the 13 counties it serves. Our thanks to Christa Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral's Sunday Mass, where the gospel of Christ is shared among us, and through the Holy Spirit, our souls will flourish in our daily lives. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you. And good morning, everyone. Thank you and welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral. A word of welcome also to our brothers and sisters who are following us via television, the internet, or radio. We gather here this morning where Jesus reminds us that there were 2 or 3 are gathered in my name. There I will be in their midst. We ask the Lord in this Eucharist as we gather that he might make his presence felt among us. So we prepare ourselves to celebrate these most sacred mysteries. Let us acknowledge our sins and ask the Lord for pardon and strength. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done, in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, have mercy on us. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Amen.
Let us pray. O God, by whom we are redeemed and receive adoption, look graciously upon your beloved sons and daughters, that those who believe in Christ may receive true freedom and an everlasting inheritance. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Ezekiel. Thus says the Lord, "You, son of man, I have appointed watchmen for the house of Israel. When you hear me say anything, you shall warn them for me. If I tell the wicked, 'O wicked one, you shall surely die,' and you do not speak to dissuade the wicked from his way, the wicked shall die for his guilt, but I will hold you responsible for his death. But if you warn the wicked, trying to turn him from his way, and he refuses to turn from his way, he shall die for his guilt, but you shall save yourself." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Come, let us sing joyfully to the Lord. Let us acclaim the rock of our salvation. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us joyfully sing psalms to him. If today let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord who made us. For he is our God, and we are the people he shepherds, the flock he guides. If today not your heart. that today you would hear his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as in the day of Massah in the desert, where your fathers tempted me. They tested me, though they had seen my works. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, owe nothing to anyone except to love one another. For the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. The commandments: you shall not commit adultery, you shall not kill, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and whatever other commandments there may be, are summed up in this saying, namely, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no evil to the neighbor. Hence, love is the fulfillment of the law. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Alleluia. 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 God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. Alleluia.
Be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "If your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he listens to you, you have won over your brother. If he does not listen, take one or two others along with you, so that every fact may be established on the testimony of two or three witnesses. If he refuses to listen to them, tell the church. If he refuses to listen even to the church, then treat him as you would a Gentile or a tax collector. Amen, I say to you, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again, amen, I say to you, if two of you agree on earth about anything for which they are to pray, it shall be granted to them by my heavenly Father. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning. I think you'll agree with me, the last 2 weeks seem to have moved at blinding speed. One day seems to run into the next. First came the anxious days and then hours as we waited and then prepared for Hurricane Harvey. Then there was the stress of the actual storm for those who stayed and sheltered here, but also for those who left not knowing what had occurred to loved ones, friends, and property. And then finally, the storm passed, and now we have the long process of recovery and renewal. So what does one say at times like this? And by the way, I also say that we continue to pray for those who are caught in the path of Hurricane Irma. But what do we say? I think the second reading from St. Paul to the Romans is a perfect framework for today's reflection. The last sentence in that small little excerpt from his letter to the Romans says it all. Love is the fulfillment of the law. Now, St. Paul is writing to the Romans. And friends, in modern times, we are the Romans. Paul is indicating that life has its debts to pay. But we're not talking about the same type of debt that comes in the mail every week or every month. For the Apostle Paul, we are to owe, if you listen to what he says, we are to owe no debt to anyone except, he makes an exception, except the debt that binds us to love one another. And if you don't think this is possible, I ask you just visit the surrounding communities of our diocese, San Patricio County, Aransas County, Refugio County, and you will experience the face of God's love firsthand. He who loves his neighbor has fulfilled the law. Love never harms our neighbor. But you know, when you hear this from Paul, somehow, sometimes, we almost get a feeling of a mixed message. How can we be told that love is a debt, that love's an obligation? Haven't we often heard that love is free? Love is spontaneous. Love has no strings attached. And now we hear that we must pay our debts concerning love? You know, what is Paul trying to tell us? What kind of statement is that? Because the very nature of something we call a debt is that we are under some type of obligation to do what we have promised. That's why it's a debt. So let's look at this through the eyes of a Christian. Through our baptism into Christ, we are obligated to love as He loved. As members of a faith community that proclaims Jesus as Lord, we should and we must demonstrate the kind of love which gives public witness that we are truly His disciples in word and in our actions. This type of love fulfills the requirements of the law. If we can truly love in imitation of Christ, then love has been carried out. But I'm sure you'll agree with me that love is never easy. And I'm sure you've all experienced this in some way in the last several weeks. But the debt of love is just the opposite of the debt that comes from our credit cards. The debt of love never promises that we can enjoy life now and pay later. The debt of love reminds us that we reap what we sow. We are called to pay the debts of love today, here, and now, so that daily, on a daily basis, we can grow into this likeness of Christ, which we're all really striving for. See, what we do today forms the foundation of what we will do and become tomorrow. To love as Jesus loved means that sometimes we must witness and speak to the truth, even when it causes momentary discomfort. And we heard a little bit about this from the first reading from the prophet Ezekiel. Ezekiel, in our first reading, is what you would call, he even calls himself, a watchman for the house of Israel. That means it's his job, okay, not to prophesy about the future. It's his job to correct and challenge all who stray from the covenant and call them back into a relationship with God the Father. This is a tremendous responsibility. And we hear that Ezekiel is told that he would suffer the same consequences if he himself failed to witness because of fear or because of wanting to be liked or because of maybe money or power. He was told that he would experience the same thing if he didn't witness as someone who is wicked and refused to change. My friends, relationships are never free of disagreements. Relationships are never free of faults or hurts. And neither should our relationships be without the debt of love that we owe to one another. And following this thought up, Jesus in the gospel reminds us that fraternal correction is sometimes necessary. Think about that. Today, we're often told that love means you never impose your values on someone or have an expectation of someone you're in relationship with. Each individual is to be free and do whatever they feel like. I think this is tragically flawed because real love almost demands that we speak out and stand up for what we believe is true and good. See, we're no friend to someone if we sit silently and watch our close friends sink deeper into maybe substance abuse or sink deeper into a destructive relationship. We're not a good parent if we just seek peace at any price and don't even question our beautiful children about their grades or their dates or their friends or their activities. We are not responsible ministers, and I include myself, if we fail to challenge not only the congregations, but ourselves to love and forgive. And how about our spouses? We're not good spouses if we fail to bring out the best and expect the best from the other. See, love demands that we take risks because we value the other and we value that relationship. So, kind of summing up, the debts that we receive from our credit cards must be paid once a month. However, the debts of love we owe one another come each and every day. My friends, we cannot afford to miss a payment. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Let us profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made, for us men and for our salvation. He came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. If two of us agree on earth about anything for which we are to pray, it shall be granted to us by our Heavenly Father. And so let us pray for all who are in need.
That our church might be an example of reconciling love for all the world as we strive to heal the differences that arise among ourselves. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For civil discourse among our civic leaders and mutual respect in all our own conversations and discussions, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those who have been impacted by Hurricane Irma, that God, the Lord of mercy and compassion, protect all who are still in danger and bring them to safety, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who have died, especially Carlos Benavides, and those who grieve them may find comfort in Christ, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For firefighters, policemen, and for all those who have to respond first and put their lives in danger to protect us, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Layla Garaby, Bobby Garza, deceased members of the Mew family, David Miller and John Malik, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And now, my dear friends, for all the prayers that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. For all of these needs, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers. Lord God of love, in Jesus, he showed us the great love of God and neighbor. Grants us the grace to love as he did. These we ask through Christ our Lord. Amen. pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the law of his holy church.
O God, who give us the gift of true prayer and of peace, graciously grants that through this offering we may do fitting homage to your divine majesty, and by partaking of the sacred mystery, we may be faithfully united in mind and heart through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
The Lord be with you, and with your spirit. Lift up your hearts.
We lift up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For in you we live and move and have our being, and while in this body, we not only experience the daily effects of your care, but even now possess the pleasure of life eternal. For having received the first fruits of the Spirit, through whom you raised up Jesus from the dead, we hope for an everlasting share in the Paschal mystery. And so with all the angels we praise you, as in joyful celebration we acclaim. Indeed, holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and the working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection.
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you will to reconcile us to yourself. Grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth with your servants Francis our Pope and Michael our Bishop, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who were pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admissions to your kingdom, that we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, power, and glory.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit. Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof. Only say the word and my soul shall be healed.
Jesus.
Please remain seated for a few announcements. The first is that religious education program will continue registration today after all the masses. The class will begin next Sunday at 10:45. So you have not yet registered your children. Please do so if they need the sacraments. Also, we have the rummage sales ends today, but we do have it downstairs, a dollar bag day. So you'd like to come down there and see what we have. The Catholic charities will need us to volunteer if we're available from Monday to Friday between 9 and 5 p.m. They need people to packaging all the supplies to help to relieve the hurricane relief for the people around our area. And also on Saturday from 9 until 12 noon. Also yesterday, the Knights from here and myself and about 10 of us went down to Lamar where the Sunset Sisters are. The pictures on TV does no justice. It's like the drop. It's like the war zone. I came from Vietnam, and it looks pretty bad there, but it's nothing compared to there. We spent about half a day there mowing down trees and branches and cleaned up. Didn't know where to start. I just asked a sister, we could have a place for us, keep us a plot, and then we try to mow them down and make them look good again. So if you want to have something to do, if you're available, you have chainsaws and power, just go down there and help them out, those poor religious sisters. They have no one to help them. And so if you can, I'm sure they appreciate it. Let us now stand and pray. Grant that your faithful, O Lord, whom you nourish and endow with life, through the food of your word and heavenly sacrament, may so benefit from your beloved Son's great gifts, that we may merit an eternal share in his life, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Lord, announce the gospel of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Hello, I'm Father Han Pham, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, providing more than $6,000 of charity care every hour of every day to the residents of South Texas. More specific information is available on the web at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Krista Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast. And there are many other ministries and services to the people of South Texas. If you've been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.